We start with the latest on a shooting from last week. This originally happened on April 2nd on campus, but with non-student related activities. There was a shooting on Mason Farm Road back on April 2nd, and we got word this afternoon that authorities have located and apprehended the suspect in that shooting. 28-year-old Ronnell Canyon was arrested in Durham County Jail, then transferred to Orange County Jail, faces charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. That's in connection with a non-fatal shooting of one person at a residence on the 1500 block of Mason Farm Road back on April 2nd. Canyon's bond has been set at $450,000. On to local government now. The Orange County Commissioners meet tonight to discuss County Manager Bonnie Hammersley's 10-year capital improvement plan. We will definitely hear the latest on that conversation from Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford, when we meet and discuss that tomorrow during our regularly scheduled conversation for Conversations with the Mayors. The Durham County Commissioners and Durham City Council already met today in a joint meeting started at 9 a.m. with an agenda that included an update on the Durham Crisis Response Center. Meanwhile, Carrboro and Chapel Hills Town Councils will not be meeting this week as they recognize Passover. But last week, the Carrboro Town Council signed off on a new truth plaque. It'll be the town's third, recognizing the 19th century Strayhorn home on Jones Ferry Road, home to one of Carrboro's oldest black families. Carrboro's truth plaque program started in 2019 as a way to remember the town's troubling racial history. Here's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles.
The first one is on the front of Town Hall, and people can go by and read about the history of the town of Carrboro and where its name comes from, and reckoning with that history a little bit. The second one was unveiled, I want to say, in the last year and a half or so, and it marks the location of the former Freedman School, which was the first school for the black community in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. It's right there on the border near Merrimill Road, and you can see the marker next to the church as you come into Carrboro from Franklin Street onto Main Street. This third one is, as I mentioned, a marker of the historic Strayhorn home, one of the legacy black families of Carrboro and Chapel Hill, and the Clarks, who are descendants of the Strayhorns, still own and live in the home and are doing some really important renovations of the structure. So it's a great program. It's a great way not only to honor our local history, but really to, as the name implies, bring some truth to the matter.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Got a couple of stories now that are global stories with strong local connections, starting with this Sunday when the 5th annual Run for Malawi will kick off at the Southern Village Green. The run's part of a local Turned International initiative that helps children in Malawi through healthcare, nutrition, and education programs. Here's 97.9 The Hill's Brianna Adkinson with more.
Almost 20 million people call Malawi home, and about 40% of them are children. However, only 45 of these 20 million people call themselves pediatricians. This is a statistic the Malawi Children's Initiative has been working to change. Also known as MCI, the initiative was first founded in 2017 by two Chapel Hill doctors, Elizabeth and David Fitzgerald.
It's human nature when you hear these things that you want to help, but I think people often don't know how. And it took us a little while to get our act together, but in 2017, my husband and I started this organization to really facilitate people wanting to do good and connect the two communities that we loved.
Elizabeth says the inspiration for the initiative dates back to 2011 when she came to Malawi to work for a pediatric outpatient HIV program.
I wandered into the hospital next door, 50 feet away, and in contrast to the Baylor building, which was air-conditioned and had, translators, and you went into the hospital, and it was just overwhelming. I mean, literally five children to a bed, people dying just without any help. And so I started volunteering in that hospital, and really that changed my life.
Since starting in 2017, MCI has funded scholarships for children to attend school, provided meals to families, and built a pediatric lab in Kamuzu Central Hospital.
In addition, we provide laboratory services for children in this one hospital. We manage the nutritional rehab unit, which is where all the malnourished kids go. And then we provide nursing services. We really do a lot within that hospital.
Although MCI has helped make significant improvements like this since starting, Fitzgerald says there's still a lot of work left to do. The KCH hospital sees over 25,000 children a year, and Fitzgerald said one in 20 children admitted into the hospital dies. There also aren't many resources for extremely sick children, and machines like ventilators are limited.
So there's only one ventilator for children. Actually, there's only about five in the whole country of 20 million people. And in this hospital, there's one, and there's no critical care trained doctors.
Fitzgerald says MCI's long-term goal is to eventually build a hospital to provide these services. She says the focus right now, though, is the pediatric patients at KCH. A big part of this focus for 2023 is training more doctors. Out of the 45 pediatricians in Malawi, less than 10 of them are local. Fitzgerald says MCI is working to increase that number by fully sponsoring two pediatricians in training. The goal for this year's Run for Malawi is to raise $100,000 to train new pediatricians. The event is this Sunday, and you can register to run in person or virtually. There will also be a kids' wheels race and festival afterwards.
We'll have both adult and kids' bands, and we have food and drink, and we'll have, you know, a bouncy house and slides and all sorts of activities for the kids as well.
You can learn more about the 5K and how you can get involved beyond running at chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brianna Atkinson.
Thank you, Brianna. It's been just more than a year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. During that time, Chapel Hill's Ukrainian community has shown its resilience and continues to lead support efforts for friends and family back home. Carolina Connections' Savannah Gunter shares some of those stories.
UNC sophomore Anna Tishkovra says last year was her first time living away from home in Colville and her father, who's in the military.
It was really hard for me to kind of separate my reality in the U.S. from the news about Ukraine when it broke out in February last year. So I stopped going to classes for like 3 weeks.
Tishkovret says Ukrainian culture has brought her connection on campus, and she keeps reminders of home close by.
Yeah, that's a Ukrainian flag. I bought it when the war broke out. I put it out on the balcony so everybody could see the Ukrainian flag in Hinton James.
UNC PhD candidate Misha Svets has lived in the U.S. about 5 years, but says he has never felt closer to his home in Dnipro.
Over the last year, I started being much more Ukrainian than I used to.
Svets says the events of February 24th, 2022 changed his life forever.
The first thing that I do is I call my mom and my dad. But the second thing I do is start looking up Ukrainian organizations because I'm not fighting on the front lines in Ukraine. My job here is to spread the information.
Since Ukrainian men 18 to 60 can't leave the country, Svets has not seen his family in months. He says these days he's constantly checking his phone, both for calls from his parents and an alert app which tells him when danger strikes near them.
Actually, my mom calling.
Oh.
And right now I know why she's calling because I tried calling her about an hour ago and she said she couldn't answer, so she would call back. But in many cases, I'm not sure if she's calling because something happened.
Family stress is one of the biggest hardships of this conflict. UNC PhD candidate Lubov Palchik left her country for her 7-year-old son.
One of the big matter of my life, it's my son, and I decided it's very dangerous for him and I must move.
Palchik's childhood home in Ukraine was destroyed during the war, and she says leaving it behind was incredibly difficult.
Now I haven't any childhood photo, so yeah, it's very sad.
The local Ukrainian community is rallying to raise funds in support of the country and to celebrate its rich culture. Wearing the traditional vashivanka is one way of showing support.
It's in red and black colors, and it's made by hand.
For a year now, Svets has worn a vashivanka every day.
I put on this vashivanka on the first day of the invasion. I actually had three. I had to do laundry every 3 days.
The Ukrainian Association of North Carolina has been around since 2005, but a new Friends of Ukraine club is bringing Ukrainian community to UNC's campus. Tishkovret, a co-president of the club, says it's an opportunity to both learn about and support her country. Palchik says Friends of Ukraine and other local organizations have been a safe and welcoming space in times of turmoil.
It's not relaxing and normal life, unfortunately. But I see support people try to do for me, and I all my heart thanks them for this.
One popular Ukrainian phrase right now is keeping people in good spirits.
Slava Ukraini. It's glory to Ukraine. We use that when we want to greet someone really patriotically, and usually people would reply with Heroyam Slava, which means glory to heroes. Sometimes I salute my dad like that because, like, you know, he's a soldier, and anytime he called me, I would be like, Slava Ukraini! He would be like, Heroyam Slava! And we would just start laughing. You know, it kind of helps to not lose your mind in all of that situation.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Savannah Gunter.
Carolina Connection is a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. You can hear their full programs on Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on 97.9 The Hill through the spring semester. Time now for sports, and we start things off in sports by talking basketball. And we got a new member of the UNC men's basketball team. Exciting news there. The transfer portal taketh away, but it also giveth, and this seems pretty encouraging. They're going to be adding Jalen Withers from Louisville to the squad for next year. Withers is 6'8". He has 2 years of eligibility remaining. He also shot over 41% from three-point range last year. That is an outstanding piece of news for a Carolina team that struggled. He would instantly become their most consistent shooter with the numbers he put up last year. And again, reiterating, Jalen Withers, 6'8", with that 41% three-point shooting. So a very welcome addition to next year's team. Also got a lot of news from individual honors being given to Tar Heel athletes. In fact, way too many to actually name one at a time. But I can throw around some numbers here. As we got 17 members of the fencing team receiving all-conference academic honors. We also had 5 members of the women's track team. And also we had 3 members of the women's track team. And we also had ACC Women's Diver of the Year named, and that was Aranza Vasquez from UNC. This comes after winning a national title in the 1 meter and 3 meter springboard. So big congrats to her. Also congrats to Coach Yidel Gamboa, just named ACC Women's Diving Coach of the Year. And senior Joey Mazzara for the Tar Heel Wrestling Squad was named to the All-ACC Academic Squad as well. We've got UNC Women's Lacrosse taking on East Carolina this afternoon. 13th-ranked baseball's in action at Bosch Amherst Stadium. They're hosting Queens out of Charlotte. That's going to get started coming up here at 6 o'clock right after we conclude News on the Hill. We are, after all, your flagship station for UNC sports. Durham Bulls had a game. They got started this afternoon. They're hosting Lehigh Valley for a 6-game series this week. Keep you updated on that as the week progresses.